a little meditation now before the channel. So if you would please just close your eyes and let your body take a breath and feel your relaxation beginning at the top of your head, just breathing in and out again. And coming down with the breath more and more into the body. Letting your awareness move into a softer place, into an open place. Breathing deeply now, softer, and inviting the energy, the wave of energy that surrounds us wherever we are, that gives us the love, the honoring, the support through these times of transformation. Take another breath and feel yourself just continuing to unwind deep into your belly as you say a silent yes. I am here. I am ready. This is my time. These are my people, my family, my guides. And breathing softer now, deeper, letting yourself open to receive. And this is a time to receive from your being, letting the energy of the channels permeate the outside and come into the cells so that the magic of the messages is also in the vibration of the words and the words, and you receive them because you are a being of light.
Take a deep breath because it is good that they are. Huh? The way the energy is connecting now, the way the energy is flowing into this focus right now, you know what it is like when you have a meeting and you go to the appointment for the meeting, all of a sudden it changes. Or you've got the wrong day. It sort of jangles your energy, or you have an appointment with your hairdresser or someone, and they can't do it for some reason. There's been some emergency, and it shifts everything in the way that the rest of your day goes. Or even more so, when you've got an important meeting early in the morning and your alarm doesn't go off, and you don't wake up and you wake up late, and it's like the rest of the day is out of balance. You know what we talk of, because we see it with the vessel Marilyn. And that is what these times are like. It is like everything is a bit jangled up. Everything is a bit out of kilter or out of balance. And know that you can indeed still stay in balance. Take a deep breath. You see, that energy and that focus of being in balance is where we are coming through, where we are acknowledging your energy and your illumination. For you see, the primary balance does not come from these energies outside of you, the whirlwind of 6 feet distance, wear a mask, don't wear a mask, go to the store, don't go to the store, blah, 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 all of that. Oh, that balance comes indeed from within you. And as that balance comes indeed from within you, just acknowledge. Acknowledge that frequency. Acknowledge that intention. Acknowledge that your core is centered. So are we good? Do we need to go? We've got people going around here and there, huh? We hope so. Because we're going to continue. For you see, beings of light, that jangledness, you get the opportunity to breathe into what you're choosing. You get the opportunity to breathe into the flow as the vessel Marilyn and the Joy said this morning, the slipstream. That vibrational frequency is being made magnified right now within you. All of this weekend, it is redirecting your cells, redirecting your energy, so you can stay in that divine flow. So as you are indeed staying in that divine flow, that catch, that frequency, that energy, is like you're getting that 2020 vision here. And that is what you are magnifying. All of the information from our dear friend Lee and Cryon, it and Dr. Amber and Mahulili and the Joy and Michelle, all of that coming together is actually helping to recode your DNA. It is like a three-day activation. And as that three-day activation is coming, it is like your DNA strands are coming in and they're being activated. Now, there are people that will tell you that you've got 24 strands of DNA and they've been activating them for years, and that is fine. But what you're doing is you are learning through this activation in this three-day time period, you are learning how to accommodate that information. You're learning how to breathe into that higher frequency of this planet. And as you are learning how to breathe into that higher frequency of this planet, it is actually accommodating you. And as that accommodates you, think of the possibilities of where you are right now and where this entire planet is heading. Our dear friend Lee has already dropped a little seed about, oh, things are not necessarily as they seem. So in that realm of bringing all of the people of the planet together in one thought, in one idea, in one frequency, in one meld, what can happen? Everything. Everything is possible, right? So as the possibilities become infinite, and as you connect with that infinite possibility of you, your field, as you've already learned, responds to the infinite possibilities of all others in your environment. That is why for a great deal of time we've been telling you, if you don't like your environment, change it. Because that environment that you are within forms your sphere of consciousness. And that consciousness is what is actually driving the energy of the peoples of this planet right here, right now. So with that consciousness, with that realm of divine flow, we ask you, once again, breathe into that which you are choosing. Because that which you are choosing to think about, to feel, to experience in your day-to-day life keeps you from feeling jangled. Because you are focused on what it is that you are connecting with. You are focused on your intention. And then that intention, it is like the universe says, oh, we get it now. Click, and it is done. As it is in your divine order to be done. As it is in your highest good to be done. So instead of waking up in the morning feeling like your alarm didn't go off and feeling jangled as you go about your world, when you breathe into the realization that that field is indeed within you. And the technology is your friend. And going inside, you are acknowledging your friend. So therefore, there is no jangle. There is no energy. There is no focus that can pull you off balance. And if you teeter for a moment, you breathe and it brings you right back into balance. That is what is happening right now. And as we came to this dimension for these times right now, for these frequencies, we are honored that you chose the same as well. That you chose to come here, to be here, to have here, to experience this divine shift that the entire planet is experiencing. So how do you keep from being that jangle energy? Breathe first. As often as possible, gather, even virtually, like today, this weekend, gather with people of like mind, of like energy, of like frequency, because that raises your frequency up as well. That is number two. And number three is understand and be who you are. And realize that sometimes there's old programs, old input that no longer serves, that is actually not who you are. And it is now time to separate that. It is now time to be like Michelangelo when he created David, the statue, sculpture, David. Vessel Maryland says, use the right words, sculpture, not just a statue. That he separated that which was not David in stone, that he separated that which was not him, and what was revealed was beauty. It is the same with you, divine being of light. What is being revealed now as you go inside is the beauty that is present. The core that is present of love. And if you have a difficult time understanding that, take it into meditation. We know that you meditate every day, yes? Take that into meditation and do a visualization of those things that separate you from your divine core of love. And then let them go. Then just allow them to be chinked off, chiseled away. And you can even visualize the great artist of Michelangelo taking care of that. Or maybe your own guides of Raphael or whoever. Taking care of removing anything that separates you from that divine love, from that core of balance. We know that is the quest, and we will talk more about that all weekend because we are here and we love you deeply. We see you. We know who you are. We see your light, your love, your fear, your tears, your heart. And for that, we are grateful. Namaste. Namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Blessed is the human being who looks around them today and sees that which is the truth instead of that which is projected to be the truth. which uses maturity to say, perhaps we're in a lesson instead of a failure. Perhaps this is exactly where we should be. Objecting to things that are things that should have been objected to a long time ago. Creating new integrity in things that should have integrity that don't. And at the same time, sending energy to those in trouble. Los Angeles, I know what's going on. Spirit is not in the dark, is not in some place in the clouds. Spirit is in your hearts, is in your houses, in your bodies, is part of you today. The anger, which is unsettling to so many people, the anxiety, which is frightening to so many people, is something I will tell you to be expected when you're mad at darkness. And you should be. Because you're creatures of light. And all through these things that you're experiencing now, I remind you of that. Light is winning, even though it doesn't look like it. Light emerges after things that are dark are exposed, and they are being exposed. In so many layers, they're being exposed. I want to start a series of four channelings. Now, there are going to be those who will hear this channel in certain places and in certain ways through your mass media who will be disappointed. Because this is number one of four, and they will say, well, where's number two, and where's number three, and where's number four? Because it won't be obvious to them. I have some information for you, if this is you. It's not that difficult to discover or research where the website might be where all of these are listed in a row. My name is Kryon. Does that give you a hint of what the website might be? Let me give you a hint. www.ralph.com is not correct. That's Kryon humor. One of four is coming. These are four channelings, which we will call life imaging. Number one, I want you to imagine a metaphor that humanity and you, from one person to billions, are sitting around a table. In your case, perhaps it's you and your family, or if you're alone, it's you and society. Perhaps it's you and your culture. But the table represents life. And all the things that you believe are life. It represents the decisions that you make because of what the table is. It starts when you're very young and you learn all about the table. And your parents will tell you, well, be safe and do this and do that, because anything can happen at any time, they'll say. And you don't want to be in the wrong place then when that happens. And so many will call it luck, and others will call it chance. And so that will then move you around so you're always in a safe place and never in a place where some things could happen to you, and you know where they are. It shapes what you feel about life, what's coming, what you do. It shapes how you feel about yourself. Let's just call it the rules of life. And for most humanity, through eons of time, no matter what your culture was or who you are, you sit at that table And the psyche that you have starts to analyze. And in those things, there are the fears as well. Anything can happen at any time. Wrong place, wrong time. You have to be careful, because at any time, you never know when a truck is going to come out and run you over. And this has to do with everything you do. You just don't know. Because you're taught this is the way it works. You see, life is filled with randomness. Again, luck. Some people you'll say are lucky, some people are not. You see some of your friends who are not, and you say, I'm not going to do that. I don't want that to happen to me. And that then takes you back a notch, and then you change a little because that happened to them. And you can see, yes, my parents were right. A truck can come out any time, run over me. So let's stop for a moment. Those who are there with those rules of life are many and most, the majority, I'd say. And so life imaging for them is that. The image of life for those is an image of carefulness, not to be in the wrong place, of the belief in randomness, anything could happen, the fear that you might be someplace or something would happen, or all of the things you've been told. The anxiety, the fear, the watching out, the image of life is that. It's all about that. This is the first pandemic of your society. And it will impact the image of life for millions. I will tell you this, and you know it. You have been frightened so much by something that will go away and something that is temporary. You've been frightened so much, there will be those who simply won't come out of their house for the rest of their life. You think I'm joking? You'll find out. You'll have those who will want to wear a mask the rest of their life, no matter where they go, because of the fear that ingrained itself in this life image that's happening right now. The press has not helped you, for they have pounded it into your minds by not giving you the good news as well as the startling news. And so the more you see the bad news and the more it's hammered into you, it affects the life image. And that becomes a change for you, does it not? Your life image is, be careful. It's going to happen again. Watch out. Look what happened now. I never know when something's going to come out and kill me. I want you to turn the page for a moment. Now, that is an expression that my partner uses, that I use. We're going to change the subject for a moment and return. Something has happened in the last years that's scientific, that is absolutely amazing by the ideas of what it might mean. A discovery. Most of humanity looks at this and has no idea truly what the discovery is telling. Done mainstream, prestigious university, Princeton, Global Consciousness Project. If you go and look it up, it's still controversial because of what it showed. And you can't argue with that which it showed, but you can argue with what those say it might mean. What it showed was this: consciousness changes chance. Have you gotten that? Princeton University, look it up. Global Consciousness Project. With scientific proof based upon random number generators, rolling dice, you might say, metaphorically, all synchronizing for a moment at 9/11. And what happened at 9/11 was mass consciousness coming together in compassion. And it changed the whole planet's chance for just a moment. And the things you thought were random when you rolled dice suddenly got together, and there was coherence, and they all rolled the same number for a moment, and all the charts went crazy for a moment. And you'll say, so what? How does this affect me? Let me introduce you to level 2 of imaging life. For those who really understood what it meant, they said, oh, what we think might change randomness. What a concept. This is the concept that is metaphysical and esoteric, that is taught in so many ways for so many years. You believe in the power of prayer, and people pray and things happen, and you say, yes, yes. But you see, that's because we had another power from above, and they did it. We had nothing to do with it. They did it. You say, that's... And now Princeton University comes along and says, no, it looks like you did it. Level 2 of the imaging of life are for those who are getting it. What if? What if? How we posture our expectations of what is out there actually changes the randomness of where the truck is going to be. Are you getting this? That's science. Consciousness suddenly becomes a player in physics and changes that which you didn't think was changeable. Chance, randomness, luck. 31 years ago, I showed up here. Some of my first messages. You can change your world. You can change your reality by how you think. And those people who are sitting at this other table that has another life image, it goes like this. I wake up today benevolent and happy because I am in control of the randomness that I was so afraid of before. And I expect benevolence in my life. I expect good things will come to me. And there are those listening who say, oh, how cute of you, Kryon, to say those things. We've heard those things. And now there's evidence that works. Call it the law of attraction or anything you want from anybody else who's taught it, but it's truth. That's truth. You bring to yourself what you imagine. You bring to yourself what that is of your imaging, of who you are and what's around you. Dear ones, millions are starting to discover this new life's image. Now, it's not what you think. It's not a thing, oh, cry, that means I can go to Las Vegas now and I'm going to get rich. That is not what we're speaking of. We're speaking of a coherence of beauty for you, where things fall into place for you. Synchronicities that you laugh at, you couldn't plan it. Look at this happened, and this happened, and this happened. That's not random. And then you realize that's what I imaged, and that's where it is. It's a grand tool, and it's being enhanced these days for everyone. Now that's level 2. Oh, but there's more. Channel 2 today, channel 3 and 4 tomorrow, we'll talk about all of these, the life imaging that goes way beyond what I've just given you. In so many areas, you'll see. This is the beauty of being a human at this time, at this place in your life. Waking up to things you thought were dangerous, random, you don't have a chance, and realizing, I do, because I am in charge of what's coming. Think about that. Real or not? Well, before you walk away shaking your heads and say, this is dumb, why don't you try it? And not idly. Why don't you be one of those who takes it in and says, I'm going to do my best to create that which I imagine my life image will change. Life imaging, a new term that's been around a long time. I'm Cryon, in love with humanity for good reason, telling you things you need to hear right now for what you're going to experience in the next step when the sun starts to come out. And so it is.